This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us on this live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we do have the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You join one of those rooms, we'll get in there with you, and you'll get on the air with us, sounding almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
So, lots that we can discuss with you here tonight. Mark, you wanted to do a bit of a follow-up.
Yeah, we had talked in the past. I have advocated that people not be able to vote unless they pass the citizenship test.
You have, yeah.
Right. And
which is 10 questions out of 100 possible questions.
And you have to get 60% out of those questions. And I found this story, and it seemed to sort of back up what I had to say on the topic. And everybody likes stories that back up what they have to say on the topic. So here's the story. And consider, I'm not just talking about people who come to the country. Obviously, foreigners have to pass the U.S. citizenship test in order to be able to vote. I'm talking about people in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the reason. From the Washington Examiner, 1 in 3 pass U.S. citizenship test. Just 19%.
1 in 3 U.S. so-called U.S. citizens pass the test is what you're saying.
Right. This is the headline, Ian. Just 19% for Americans 45 and younger. Just a third of Americans can pass a multiple-choice U.S. citizenship test. There's only 4 possible answers, and one of them is usually ludicrous.
Okay.
So more or less it's 3. But then again, some people don't know what ludicrous is either when you look at these things. So fumbling over such questions as the cause of the Cold War or naming just one thing Benjamin Franklin is famous for. And of 40 Americans 45 and younger, the passing rate is a tiny 19%, according to a survey done for the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation. Worse, the actual test only requires that 60% of the answers be correct in the survey, and just 36% of Americans passed. Among the embarrassing errors uncovered in the survey of questions taken from U.S. citizenship tests conducted by the Lincoln Park Strategies, 72% of respondents either incorrectly identified or were unsure of which states were part of the 13 original states. That can get tough if it's like Vermont.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't one of the originals, right?
See, you don't know either.
Didn't it break off of Massachusetts or something like that?
It broke off of between. There was an argument between New York and New Hampshire as to whether or not Vermont was its own territory.
Okay.
And it became its own republic, but was the 14th state.
Huh.
So there you go. Anyway. 24%.
Yeah, history class was boring in government school, so I don't know a whole lot about it.
It's fine. I don't think you're qualified to vote anyway. 24% of could correctly identify one thing that Benjamin Franklin was famous for. So they couldn't say lightning and kites. I mean, seriously, folks. Benjamin Franklin's probably the most important person in American history, more important than George Washington. Now, I mean,
why?
Somebody's shaking their fist. Because it was the Enlightenment era, the United States Constitution, the Articles of Confederation, the whole idea of ruling yourself, all of these things came out of the Enlightenment era. Benjamin Franklin, actually a thinker, as opposed to many of the founding fathers, which were just sort of, you know, people doing people things. But Benjamin Franklin was he's a real genius. Anyway, 12% incorrectly thought World War II General Dwight Eisenhower led troops into the Civil War.
Even I would have known that wasn't true.
I know you would, buddy. 2% said the Cold War was caused by climate change.
It would be Robert E. Lee and Ulysses S. Grant for Civil War, right?
Those, like, if you were going to make the chessboard of the Civil War, those would be your kings, yes.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, there's lots of other important commanders and generals and those sorts of things.
Lee was the southern commander, and Grant was the northern, right?
Well, you get to stay in the country.
Yeah.
Congratulations. The Foundation did the survey to make the point that Americans need to brush up on history and current events if they want to make a reasoned pick in the upcoming midterm congressional elections. With voters heading to the polls next month. Anyway, this is all just going on. Yeah, it's a little later. But I guess the point I'm trying to make here is that Americans are woefully unqualified to lead. The apocryphal story is that a woman asks Benjamin Franklin
to lead what?
Themselves. A country. I mean, are we not the government?
No, we're definitely not the government.
Fine.
And
we
vote
for it.
You don't need to know. I mean, if you want to lead yourself, you certainly don't need to know anything about the government. Everybody leads themselves every single day. They make decisions for themselves. They go to work. They take care of their kids. They, you know, do whatever hobbies they're into. I mean, everybody's fine at leading themselves. It's when they try to tell other people what to do is when it's a problem.
You're leading your family, too. And likely you're telling, you know, you're guiding your family in how they should vote. And if you can't pass the citizenship exam, you probably shouldn't be doing that either.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to voting is, you know, fundamentally participating in an act that forces other people to do things, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Even if
that's what the government is.
Even if you're voting for smaller government, you're forcing people to not do things to you.
Right. You're forcing your view of, leave me aloneism on other people.
Right, which is fine. Then they can go about finding other ways besides using the state as an organization to get their will done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a problem with using the government, with voting, and using the government as a way to, limit itself. That's the idea. But if we're going to allow Americans to vote, it seems to me there should be some kind of criteria to do that. For every genius out there, for every Benjamin Franklin, for every skilled voter, person who's paying close attention, a person who listens to talk radio, mm-hmm. the chances are our audience is significantly higher than the folks here. They're listening to other radio stations and doing other things, playing Candy Crush or listening to sports talk or country music or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
It would seem to me that our audience is significantly more qualified. But I mean, does this irk you like it irks me? There's something out there called...
You, the listener.
Yeah, you, the listener. There's something out there called a low-information voter. Both parties are very aware of it. This is the terminology that's used.
Wouldn't, like, the supermajority of voters be low-information voters?
No. That would define the definition. That would defy the definition of low-information.
I don't understand.
Well, just because you don't know who you're representing... Like, the percentage of people who are listening anywhere that can name their rep and their senators...
One
U.S. rep and their two U.S. senators is very, very low.
It would be a challenge for me to do it.
Single digits.
And I'm a talk show host.
Right. I'm sure I can name some names of some people, but they change, you know?
Yeah. Here in New Hampshire, they change every couple of years. Well, I guess senators is what, every six?
Yeah, it stays the same for the whole country, buddy.
I see.
It's 6-2. And that's something you need to know. If you're going to vote for this particular office,
mm-hmm.
You should have some idea of what you're voting for before you go in there and mark all Democrat or all Republican or even all Libertarian.
Isn't that sort of the definition of a low information voter, somebody that just goes in and marks all of one party?
It's not the definition. No,
no.
I mean, somebody could choose to be a column party voter,
mm-hmm.
But still know about things.
That's true.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, do you think Rush Limbaugh votes for a lot of Democrats? I mean, he's certainly well informed.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah. So, just because you have a particular party or opinion on it doesn't mean that you're low information.
That's true.
I do think...
But how many people vote straight ticket who have a lot of information versus how many of them are just ignorantly going in and just pulling a lever for the Republicans or for the Democrats?
I think by and large you're dealing with the situation of voting for a crappy option. You're picking between crappy options. Right? Like when usually when you're going to the polls here in the United States of America, you're like, oh, well, I don't particularly like this candidate, but man, oh, man, that one over there is awful.
Trump and Hillary.
But that's a really good example.
Yeah.
And both parties, the least liked candidate. And they take polls on this stuff. Mm-hmm. The least liked candidate from both parties is the one who got the nomination. That's your system. Yeah, that's an indication of a broken system.
Yeah. Well, so there's more to come here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Did you have a question for the...
Yeah, does this irk you as much as it irks me?
The fact that people can't pass this test, one out of
right.
three can
or,
pass it.
Or is it not a big deal?
One out of three can get six right, basically, out of ten.
Right.
We're coming up.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's already in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd. While supplies last, visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. blinkprotect.com/holiday.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You dial toll free to join us here on the radio. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the expectedly, I would say, dismal results of a recent survey of Americans who took this citizenship test. Now, we're talking about people who are purportedly already citizens, like by birthright.
Sure.
So, you know, how many of them passed it? 1 out of 3, roughly. And apparently that's if you don't account for demographics of age. And if you look at young people, it was 1 out of 5.
That's correct.
Who actually passed this. And so you got a little bit more from that. We're going to also take your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. And I do want you to know about the Blink home security system. When do you want to spot that burglar? Is it when he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and they run on 2 AA batteries that last up to 2 years. If you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on your pets from anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable, and Blink works with Alexa. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off of all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday to get the deals. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company. Let's go to Larry. He's on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Larry.
You know, the first thing I would say is that anybody who watched the protocol of the funeral with George H. Bush, I'm not talking about him, but I'm talking about that was a beautiful display of America. Our military.
Why?
Our iconic buildings.
It sounds disgusting to me.
No, how beautiful the state capital is. How beautiful our national cathedral is.
It's all just monuments to violence. It's monuments to killers.
No, it's beautiful. And I think that the only reason it gets that way is because we neglect to keep our politicians in line. We vote for them.
How do you keep them in line?
By being in their face every time and by the citizenry.
Why would they care if you were in their face? They'll just call the police down and get you out of their face.
Well, they'll stop doing it once you have some insurrection to put them back on the right track.
Now, what kind of insurrection are you talking about? Are you talking about like
in
France?
I'm talking about violence like they're doing in France right now. But
okay,
listen,
okay.
On your point about the test and so forth, and no one is going to retain that kind of information when you can go to Google and find it out right away. The only reason they didn't do better on those tests is they didn't have their Google machine right by their side.
Sure.
I'm just going to say again that if we knew what America, not a politician, America is beautiful, and we should love it, and we should care enough to keep our politicians in line.
When you say America's beautiful, Larry, do you mean the country, like the land and the people, or do you mean the government?
I mean our traditions, our lands, our officers and armies and so forth. That's all us. We're a member of this great nation, and we should cherish it, and we don't cherish it. We always try to find faults in America, but if America does not exist,
we do not exist.
We question our own existence.
If you don't find the faults, Larry, you can't get better. I mean, like, people pointing out faults in any given system are heroes.
Well, you're doing that too, Larry. I mean, you're finding faults, but at the same time talking out of the other side of your mouth saying how great America is.
But seeing how great and how beautiful, even as a black man, that if he stays in his place, can rise to perfection in this country, and he can do that nowhere else on this earth. And let me tell you, I will defend America with my life and everything else I have to make sure that it still exists and that I exist. And even the people who hate America and live here and benefit from it, they need to check their state of mind, because America is beautiful, not the politicians, but the concept and the actual existence of this great nation, and we should be proud of it. I am.
What I find, Larry, is that the politicians benefit greatly from patriotism. This is what we're talking about here, right?
Only because we let them do it. Only because if you had a situation where you had your politicians, every time they come to their home, you're right there with them. Every time they come to their office, your office, you're right there with them. You're in their office in Washington. The people just don't know how powerful they are.
Most people have better things to do than follow around politicians all the time.
They pay a lobbyist to do it. You could pay pennies on the dollar to hire somebody or some group of people to be right in their face on a state and local level, but you're going to be a cheapskate. America is about the amount. That's what it's about. And we have to understand that if we want
so America's beautiful, but it's all about the politicians
it's
are
about
bad.
The amount. And that's what it's always been about.
The amount of money. You mean the amount of money?
No, the amount of anything. I'm not talking about money. I'm just talking about the amount. The amount of people that hold their politicians accountable. The amount of people that are there in the
It's hard, though. Let me tell you. I mean, Larry, we had a situation here in Keene, New Hampshire, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We had a situation here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the Keene government wanted to get a Bearcat, which is basically an armored personnel carrier. They can mount a 50 cal to the top and have gas injectors pop, you know,
the federal government
door.
Gives these out free to local communities so that they can use them when they feel like it.
Well, they're not free. The taxpayers are paying for them, but the local community receives them without having to pay up front for the unit. Then the local community then has to pay for all the upkeep and the repair and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. It goes on. It goes in the United States government. It goes into its debt, and the debt is then passed on to our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. We're still paying on debt that came from the American Civil War.
But I bring it up because what happened in that circumstance was there was actually an unusual number of people who did get active and got in their politicians' faces, as Larry was pointing out. They're were a couple hundred people who packed the city council chambers here in Keene. Keene's not a big city. The chambers were standing room only to the point where if you came late to the meeting, you had to stand downstairs and wait as the fire marshal was counting people. If somebody would leave the meeting room, then he'd let somebody else in. So if you were late, you had to wait downstairs until somebody happened to leave. So it was that popular of a meeting. And prior to that, there were people calling their representatives. There were people writing to them. There were letters to the editor. There were petitions that were being signed against. Everybody was against this thing.
I even held a Bearcat buyback program. I had a Walmart gift card, and I would exchange any politician that brought me a Bearcat, I'd give them a Walmart gift card. Just like they do with when they try to disarm the citizens, they give you a Walmart gift card or whatever. I was doing the same with Bearcats, and no politician brought any Bearcats to be bought back.
But my point is, even though it was overwhelming, it was 90%. The politicians said that, you know, 90% of the contacts they received were against this Bearcat. What'd they do?
They voted for it anyway.
They voted for
because
it.
Because in this great nation, the politicians don't listen. They use patriotism as cover. And at some point or another, we're going to have to see that. Governments are service organizations. Monopoly service organizations, but nonetheless, it's a service organization. And they should be treated that way.
All right.
They don't deserve deference.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Another shakeup at the White House. Chief of Staff John Kelly will be leaving his position in a few weeks.
John will be leaving at the end of the year.
President Trump confirmed earlier reports that he will be leaving.
I don't know if I can say retiring, but he's a great guy.
For months, the relationship between the president and his chief of staff has been strained, with Kelly's authority dwindling. Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, taking over some of the responsibilities. The vice president's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, is expected to replace Kelly. The president has also tweeted his pick for chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff. Four-star Army General Mark Milley, who is currently the Army Chief of Staff. He still has to go before the Senate to get confirmation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Saturday show with you tonight. Here it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. Right now, Bitcoin, it's back down to basically September of 2017 prices. Some would say it's on sale. It's what, around $3,200, I think, $3,300 per Bitcoin today. And that means it's probably a good time to start looking into it. If you've been putting it off and putting it off, and you know, you've heard about Bitcoin, you've been thinking, maybe I should learn a thing or two about it, but oh, it's too expensive. Well, now it's a fraction of what it was just 1 month ago. In
yeah,
fact,
right.
It's almost half.
You wanted Bitcoin on sale, it's on sale.
Yeah, it's about half off of what it was 1 month ago. And then you compare it to a year ago, and it's way down compared to that. But overall, it's still up if you compare it to what it was when it started, which was nothing. And then went up a little bit from nothing.
No, it's still the even if you take a 5-year performance, it's still the best performing asset over 10 years, 5 years.
Yeah,
it's got a lot of you know, very interesting numbers that you can throw out about.
Right, it's only down now, if you look on the short term.
It shouldn't be looked at as an asset. It should be looked at what it is, which is a you know, it's a currency.
Well, it's both.
It's intended. Yeah, it can be certainly.
Yeah.
It functions as both.
Yeah.
But it was intended, it was created as a currency, it was used as an asset. And I think that, you know, it
any currency that could accumulate value instead of losing it is going to be an asset to people, right? It has the potential to grow in value. Unlike government money, of course, which that's all being inflated. Just the question is how quickly are the various governments inflating their currencies. So the odds that any of those are ever going to go up in value are
the world
very slim.
Didn't need a digital commodity. Right, we didn't like. So it didn't make the world a better place by just saying, "Ta-da! Now we have gold on the internet."
Uh-huh.
Right, like that's not worth anything. However, what the world does need is the ability to move money from one location to another very cheaply.
Correct.
Currently, it's very expensive. Secondly, what the world needs is the ability to move money from one location to the next without a government interfering
or banks.
So, for instance, I can send money to some poor person in a war torn country right now, as long as they've got access to the internet, and they can have that money, and there's nothing that Syria, North Korea, Zimbabwe, or wherever can do to stop it.
Or the U.S. government, for that matter. So go to Bitcoin.com. That's a great site to go and get started on your journey into the world of cryptocurrency, because we're just a decade into this, and it's still early. You know, if you think about the history of money, a decade is nothing. In the history of money. So even though it seems expensive right now, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can get a fraction of a Bitcoin. You can buy $20 worth of a Bitcoin. So learn more over at Bitcoin.com. They got the Bitcoin.com Academy there where you can get started. Once again, Bitcoin.com. Let's go to Marcy in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Go ahead, Marcy.
Hi. I just want to say kudos to you guys. I really appreciate your show. And thanks for being honest and just trying to wake some people up.
Yeah, my pleasure. Was there something particular that you wanted to comment on?
I'm frustrated. I'm a frustrated American.
Hmm.
I love the idea of our country. I am a patriotic person, but I do get what you're saying about how politicians use patriotism as a cover, and they use it to manipulate people. Who are good people. And,
sure.
It's really, really unfortunate. It's really sad. I was not a big Trump fan in the beginning and I'm still, there's some things I really like, about what he's doing, and there's some things that I'm not real happy about, but.
What do you like? Give us an example of a shining, example of what he's doing that you like.
I really liked the tax cut. I think that, it helped us. We're a two-income family. We still have kids at home. It really did help us. So I appreciated that.
Now, did spending get cut as well at the same time?
That would have been nice, huh? If spending got cut the same level.
Did it get cut at all?
No. At this point, I don't have any evidence that spending's been cut.
Oh, I'm not aware. I mean, I apologize. I don't know as far as my personal spending.
So this is kind of the classic
government.
This is kind of the classic Republican method of acting, right? Like they will give a tax cut, but they won't cut the spending of the government, meaning that you benefit immediately from the tax cut, and so it's a win for you, but they're just kicking the can down the road. They're still going to try to collect that later on, right? If they're spending it, they got to get it somehow.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, we have to be responsible. We cannot kick the can down the road. So, there are going to have to be some cuts, and I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the middle class people, it's like we are just, I don't know, it just seems like we're the ones, that are working our butts off. And all I see is, a lot of money that goes out every time I get paid and things keep going up. And it's just really a struggle. And I'd love to be able to have time to go lobby and get in people's faces. And man, I would love that, but
nobody's got time for that.
It's not designed for you to be able to do that. I mean, that's not what, right. If you're going
to
build a system.
Travel to DC and then,
I'm not saying that the founding fathers put together a system that was intended so that people, wouldn't be able to get actual representation from their government. I think that they worked within the constraints of a, 18th century system where people got around on horses and pooped in holes in the ground. But, you know, now that same document that existed still supposedly runs the government. And what we can see is, you know, we got 240 years of a nation at this point. If it wasn't designed that way, somebody's added some tweaks along the way so that we don't have any kind of redress of grievances. The First Amendment is very clear. We get redress of grievances.
Oh, no, they said you can redress your grievances. You just there was a Supreme Court case, what, about a decade ago, I think, maybe a little more than a decade ago about this, where some organization, sort of like a Know Your Rights group or whatever, went and petitioned to redress their grievances. And the Supreme Court ended up being, you know, taking the case, and they ruled and said, well, you can send us your grievances. You send the government your grievances, but that doesn't mean that we have to do anything with them. So and they don't actually have to say anything about it.
Yeah, that's the thing as an American citizen that troubles me is, you know, we've got people in power. If they want to, if they just one day decide they want to, you know, enact martial law, we're screwed. And, you know, the people don't think about those things or the grid, you know, and taking care of themselves and trying to, you know, to the best of their ability to be as self-sufficient and independent as possible and not, you know, depending on, you know, everything from the government. I work in a 501c3 mm-hmm. not for profit, and I see it every day. I see, you know, I work in a shelter, and I really am happy to help people, but I see the attitude of people. They just expect the government to take care of them.
Sure, and entitlement, the entitlement mentality.
Exactly, and I try so hard as an advocate, because I'm a victim advocate at a domestic violence shelter, and I try so hard to educate and teach people that, you know, we have to be the ones to take responsibility. We, you know, if we make a poor choice and we're dealing with the consequences, and we have to learn from that, and we have to pull ourselves up, and we need to, you know, go get a job. And there's so many people that I deal with that just don't want to go get a job.
It's frustrating. You're right, Marcy. Thank you for the call. Great call. I really do appreciate hearing from you. And I mean, I can't really disagree with much of what she said there at the end. The government loves to take on responsibility. They would love for you to just give up a bunch of responsibility to them and let them go ahead and just cut you a check every single month where you do what they say, and then you'll get a check and just don't rock the boat. In fact, there's some people who are even talking about giving everybody a check now with this so-called universal basic income. So if you thought it was bad right now where some people who are on welfare are getting checks, well, now what if every American starts getting a check from the government?
Domesticated beasts, that's what they'd be.
Yeah. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, Light Freedom. Thank you, Marcy. I appreciate that. We'll take your calls and thoughts about anything you want on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time you spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. cash.com, and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Here you can take control of the airwaves. We started out with a story about a dismal percentage of Americans who were able to pass the 6 out of 10 questions that are required to pass the citizenship test. So what was it, about a third of Americans were able to actually pass this
36% test? Of Americans
scored better than 5 out of 10, basically. They got 6 out of 10 at least correct.
Pass the test, and that means 6 out of 10, which is, first, it's too low.
Mm-hmm.
That percentage is too low for passing, in my opinion. You should know some of these things in order to be...
You're saying you should be at 8 out of 10 or something like that?
Yeah, it should be higher than 6 out of 10. Sorry.
Yeah.
Second,
6 out of 10 would have been a D when I went to school. No, that would have been an F.
That is, 60% is an F.
Yeah.
Or 59% is an F, one of the two.
I think it was, at least when I was going to school, I think it was below 64%. It was an
right.
F.
Right. So A was 100 to 91.
Yeah.
B was, 90 to 91, or, 90 to 80, 81.
80 or something like that, 81.
So basically each zero was a new set, so 60% would have been an F.
Except down to 60. It was different later on.
But, they want them to be, become citizens, and they know that it's not... somebody administering the test knows that 1 out of 3 Americans can't pass this test anyway,
mm-hmm.
So what difference does it make if some foreigner, who's put in their time and done the paperwork or whatever, gets it, gets 60% and passes? What difference does it make?
My guess is the people that actually choose to take this test because they're immigrating probably pass it with a much greater percentage because they're studying
for
it.
I'm sure they do a lot better than
Americans. Yeah, it's probably 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 or something like that who pass.
Yeah, and those are the people that, they've chosen the country. They really, they love it. They work hard, and obviously it's great. I think this one, so it's 13% of people those surveyed didn't know when the U.S. Constitution was ratified. But I think this is sort of a trick question. What's the answer, Ian?
Oh, it wasn't 1776.
Well, at the very least, you have now mentioned the date that everybody says.
Yeah.
So most people fall for 1776 because that's the day, the year of the Declaration of Independence being sent to King George and all that stuff. But the U.S. Constitution was 1789.
Was that much later, huh?
Yeah. The Articles of Confederation were in there too. You got to remember. So there was a fight, and then the Articles of Confederation and all that stuff. But more than half of respondents didn't know which countries the United States fought in World War II.
Wow. Okay.
I mean,
Japan and Germany.
60% of Americans don't know who the United States. By the way, is Italy also?
Oh, but, Italy.
Yeah, Italy.
Oh, okay, you never hear about them.
No, no. I'm afraid that they
Mussolini, right?
That they really haven't shown up. You know, since the Roman Empire, the Italians really don't show up to fight anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. Swigging wine. I'm not exactly sure. Beautiful countryside, buxom women.
Yeah,
I don't know what's keeping them from fighting.
I remember seeing Mussolini in the history books, but that's I don't remember ever. You don't see movies. He doesn't show up in movies about World War II very often, does he?
No.
Usually about the Nazis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have the pure personified evil of Hitler versus Mussolini's kind of wishy-washy socialism stuff that he's got.
Was Italy invading nearby countries? I don't even know anything about
what
they
was.
Did.
There was some action of Italy in, I believe it was East Africa, but certainly on the African continent.
Okay.
So, not doing much. He's just basically a demagogue.
Yeah.
No biggie. So, and despite the recent media spotlight on the Supreme Court, 57% of those who surveyed did not know how many justices actually serve on the nation's highest court. And this is another...
Nine.
Right, well, today, but it's changed.
Oh, has it?
Right. FDR decided, well, the Supreme Court isn't doing what I want, and, this checks and balances thing annoys me. So he stacked the court. He just went and added more. Well,
they can just add more. The president can just add more to the Supreme Court.
I would need to check and see whether the Constitution has been amended, but I know that it has. An amendment has been proposed to stop that from happening. But that, if it has not been amended, and I don't think it has, it should be. The Supreme Court should be a set number.
I don't think the Constitution's been amended in quite a long time.
It's been some time, but most Americans don't know the recent amendments, and including myself. I mean, they get really sort of murky. And
well, we talked about prohibition recently. It was the end of prohibition. Alcohol prohibition was this week. I think it was the 5th. I think that's the anniversary.
Yeah.
5th of December.
The one thing that I think about alcohol prohibition is, first, what's the United States federal government? What's the purpose? I mean, that's not in there. Well, if you amend the Constitution, then it is in the Constitution. But if they made cannabis illegal by passing a law.
Correct.
But they made alcohol illegal by passing an amendment.
Yeah, I just figured it was a lot easier to just pass a law.
Yeah,
I guess.
Thanks, first wave feminists. You got the ladies the vote, and alcohol became outlawed.
Hmm.
Yeah, as a result. I wish we could
lips that touch alcohol shall never touch mine.
Right. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women.
Uh-huh.
Right. The Temperance Singers. Very interesting stuff.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our recent caller commenting, I think, very astutely on the fact that people are addicted to government. That they are getting hooked and losing their responsibility. And she was valuing the idea that people should be responsible for their lives. And I agree with that. Unfortunately, the more people the government gets hooked on their payments and their programs, the more difficult it is to pull people back into the realm of responsibility. Because incentives matter. You know, incentives are very important to how people behave. People will say one thing, but if you change the incentives on them, they'll probably do another.
Right, and that's why I've given up on patriotism. The reason
patriotism meaning love for the government or
yes,
love
for the country. Like, look, the flags, the eagles. I like eagles. Right.
What's the difference between that and nationalism?
It's all the same thing. It's all, people use these words interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and believe whatever you want. Let me give my explanation before you did you just say this terrible thing? Because that's what's important here. The reason, now, I, like many Americans, loved those Super Bowl shows with the FAA teams flying over. I love those TV shows where they talk about, you know, this great person or that great person in history. I'm a student of history, and I certainly, there's many of the founding fathers that I respect greatly, and I can put their actions in historical context, and I get it. However, what I have found is that patriotism as this idea allows politicians to, they skulk about, they do things while you're saying, I love America. The politicians are doing what they want in destroying the country, whatever it might have meant at one point. I will say America was the greatest nation in the world at one point, at some point in my lifetime. However, it is slipping down the charts of economic and social freedom. There are other countries that are socially and economically more free in the United States. And if you believe freedom is what makes America what it should be, then you got to look at facts. And patriotism, I would ask you this: what does it do? What is the benefit of it to you? To the citizenry as a whole. And best I can come up with is patriotism will allow us to get other people's kids to work for the United States military at a lower price than they would normally work for, right? So working for the military should be, you know, you should get paid pretty well because you're potentially putting your life on the line, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not all of them do, but yeah.
You're signing a document that says, I will die for the whims of liars and thieves in Washington, D.C.,
in so many words. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, no, nobody's going to call in and dispute that. So if you're willing to do that, pay should be higher than, say, flipping burgers and you know, deciding you don't want to come in today because you're sick or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. One would presume that somebody's giving a bit more when they sign up for the military.
Because they love their country, purportedly. They love freedom.
Now, when we look at those military contractors that we heard so much about when they were in Iraq and stuff, mm-hmm. those guys were getting paid big bucks to do their jobs.
Whereas like Blackwater,
were, yeah,
Z.
So many of them, they were working alongside soldiers who were making a third or a quarter of what they were making. Now, I don't begrudge those guys their paychecks, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
I begrudge that we, as a nation, use patriotism to pay soldiers less. And then, you know, all this patriotism's flying around. And don't forget the vets that are left out in the cold, limbs and limbs blown off. And
suicidal.
Well, according to the VA, who released statistics of 22 veterans a day that killed themselves.
That's current.
Well,
those current numbers?
That's a number that they released mm-hmm. at one point. Yeah. I don't know how many veterans kill themselves. I wouldn't be able to say that. But that's what they say about them, their mm-hmm. veterans. You know, I mean, to me, I just can't see what patriotism does except make me feel good. And it does. I like it. It's still in there, people. I'm not saying it's not there. I'm just not gonna react to it, and I'm not gonna allow a politician to use it. But I, you know, you get these pictures of them, you know, wearing a suit and standing in front of the American flag. That's what they're doing. They're allowing your patriotism to run roughshod over you.
In 2016, this according to a story from Military Times, this came out in September of this year, but this is the most recent data they had, was 2016. Suicide rate for veterans was 1.5 times greater than for Americans who've never served in the military. There's more coming up here, and it's about 20 veterans a day, they say, take their own lives. More coming up.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.